Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 2nd of February. Starting off with Seven Digital, where there have been no less than five false dawn rallies for this stock. So let's say October, November, a decent one in December, and the best bull trap of the lot last month through 2 pence. So the easiest thing here probably is to wait for an end of or a break of that resistance line there from August. That's running around the 1.8, 1.9 pence level. And better to give away the first part of the rally rather than have dead money potentially in the market for months as the way the things have gone so far. On the positive side, though, we've got all the near-term moving averages rising, so the 200-day, the 50-day, and the 50-days provided support in the near term. And also, the shares never got even close to filling that gap to the upside from August. That gap through resistance basically signaled that a multi-bagger, that you've got a multi-bagger stock on your hands. So even though we've had the pullback, the shares have the potential, while they're above that gap, to repeat the same type of trick in terms of a very strong rally indeed. So the next time the shares break 1.9, they should easily hit the top of that rising trend channel from August up to 4.5 pence over the following 4 to 6 weeks. Next up is a rather simpler situation, which is rather fashionable at the moment. Africin Mining, just steady progress after the break of the initial January resistance of 3.1 pence. Said before that while we're above 3.1 pence, looking for a decent upside here. And the potential upside up to the top of the rising trend channel from September 2019, as high as 5.5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Cent Resources, it's got many fans, but been rather slow in terms of the break higher. At least the current situation is rather more dynamic. It's good actually to see that the overall extended saucer pattern that we've had there, very, very good. The longer the pattern, the greater the potential upside. So hoping that the shares will finally kick off and go up the way to the way that they came down and to the places they came from. So 35, 40 pence over a 3 to 6 month period. But at the moment, we're in a rising trend channel from the end of November. The floor of the channel around 8 pence. And while we're above 8 pence on an end of day close basis, looking towards the top of that rising November trend channel as high as 18 pence by the end of next month, hopefully even sooner. On to Dev, which continues to go from strength to strength, both fundamentally and technically. Here we've got this rising trend channel based at the 20-day moving average at 19 pence. We've broken that January resistance line there around the 19.5, 20 pence level today. And the longer we remain above the floor of the channel at 19 pence, the greater the chance of a move towards 40 pence plus, hopefully by the end of next month. Obviously, if you're cautious of the shares, you'd wait for a clearance of last month's intraday peak at 23.5 pence. Moving along to the next situation, which is ECR Minerals. Again, a stock which has got a lot of fans, and although there was quite a pullback from that peak near 4.5 pence in December, we've had the bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average at 3.2 pence, and the longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a move towards that October resistance line projection as high as 6 pence by the end of next month. A stock which has been behaving itself technically over the recent past is Gene Drive. I've received a lot of requests for this one as well. As I said, I think yesterday or the day before, we've had the gap through the 60 pence resistance, which tends to be one of the strongest setups that you can have. Very strongly rising 50-day line as well. But the main feature highlight today is the break of that January peak at 85 pence and hitting the second target we had here at 95 pence. End of day close above 95 pence should be the starting gun on the move, the rather ambitious sounding move towards 200 pence, which is the top of the broadening triangle from July last year. At the moment, stop loss either at 85 or back at 75, which is which was the previous target on the shares when we were below the 60 pence area. Moving along to another stock which has outperformed in the recent past, G-Tech. And here we were toying with one of the old targets there, 39 pence, 38 pence, that sort of thing, which was a resistance line there from August. An end-of-day close or a weekly close above 39 pence could be enough to give us a final push to the upside here, up towards 50 pence by the end of the month, given a fair wind and stop loss at the moment back below today's intraday floor around 33 pence. Moving along to a stock which has been a favourite of mine for not quite sure why, but I just like the sound of it and the idea of it. Mustang Energy, one of the stocks penciled in as one of the stocks of the year for 2021, and so far doing rather well. We already hit the initial target there, 32, 33 pence last week and to start this week, but looking for an end of day close above 33 pence to give us the next target, which would be 45 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from November. And ideally, that could be hit by the end of next month. So end of day close above 33 pence takes us to 45. And at this stage, any sustained price action back below 20 pence and the floor of the channel from November really delaying the upside scenario. Stock which keeps on defying the bears quite pleasantly is Powerhouse Energy. Here, although we've raised money twice in the recent past, the shares are still in a very strong bullish trend. Support coming in well above the 50-day moving average at 6 pence and bouncing off the floor with this rising October trend channel currently at around the 6 3/4 pence level. So above 6 3/4, looking for the top of the channel there towards 15 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the December resistance line at 8.5 pence, which looks as though that will be achieved relatively soon in the next couple of days, perhaps. Ruralek is next, and here we've got one of those setups where it's about the gap and the gap indicating strength in the stock. If the shares actually come up here, we'll see that we've got the gap from last month, which was quite a strong gap there, through the what was that, the 0.85 level, then filled the gap and rebounded and spiked towards 1.3 pence. But it looks as though at least while we're above the floor of the gap there, that swing low there around the 0.9 pence, 0.85 pence level, above 0.85, looking for the upside and looking as high as 2 pence, which is the top of a broadening triangle from back at the end of 2018. So a pretty good setup there with all the near-term moving averages rising as well on Ruralek. Tiziana, like Gene Drive, has behaved itself over recent days in terms of obeying the technical orders and commands. Here we've got a situation where the shares bounced off the floor of the rising trend channel from December and the 20-day moving average on three consecutive days. That's at 147. Current view is that while we're above that old peak, that late January peak, £1.62, we should hit the top of the December trend channel there at £2.30 as soon as the end of this month. Maybe for next month we could hit £2.70, which is that November resistance line projection. But the upside very much in place while we're above 162. Doesn't matter so much exactly when we hit those targets, although it'd be nice if we do. Finishing off with a stock which is rather obscure, but has done the business in terms of the technicals. Here we've had a gap to the upside through that late January resistance, so a very strong technical signal there, and also breaking through the January peak at 26 pence. So end of day close above 26 pence for Windar Photonics, and we could be on our way towards the top of a rising trend channel from August as high as 58 pence by the end of next month. This stage, the stop loss back below the gap, which is around the 22 pence level. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.